He's not running right now. But there are politics involved. Anytime an elected official gets up and speaks out about an issue, there are politics involved.
True. We have to understand the Buffalo Bills have this huge emotional, psychological hold over Western New York. To many people, this area is defined by the Buffalo Bills. So if you're a politician, you have to go by that premise. Governor Cuomo has already said, wait a second, let's see who buys a team. Let's see what they really want, what they really need, and we'll take it from there. Mark is probably saying the same thing, but he's also walking a finer line because he has to also pay for libraries. He has to pay for child protection services. He has to pay for other programs, social service programs, plowing roads, repairing roads. He doesn't want to be the one, and I don't think anybody sitting up on the 16th floor wants to be the one to say, well, you know, our pool of money, we allocated so much for the Buffalo Bills stadium that we don't have enough money to plow your road. We don't have money to keep your library open. We don't have enough money to have child protection services that we need. But do you really want to be the guy? Does Mark Poloncarz really want to be the guy next year sitting there going, well, you know, I drew a line in the sand with XYZ, who now owns the Buffalo Bills, and he's very unhappy and threatening in 6 years to move this team to Toronto, Los Angeles, San Antonio, you know, fill in the blank.
Right.
That's a good way to get yourself unelected.
And one of the things we love to talk to you about is you do seem to have a lot of insight into downtown projects in general, but specific, the emergence of residential projects in downtown Buffalo, something that seemed like just a pipe dream 10 years ago.
Now you have Mark Hamister, who in July moved his offices into the top three floors of the Tishman Building. And earlier this month, the first wave of residents moved into the Tishman Building. I think there's 10 residents living there out of the 18 apartments. Also, in a couple weeks, Tom Montanti's planning mill, the former spaghetti warehouse, which everybody seems to call it.
Will be spaghetti warehouse for about 6 months.
I know. It's funny. The restaurant was open for 6 months, but the name lives on.
Right.
You know, shame on a chain to think they could take on Chefs or Totondo's. But we digress.
Right.
Anyways, the 24 apartments in there are pretty much all leased, and they're starting to move in there. Jake Schneider's got a building that's pretty much tenant ready. People are moving in. So we're starting to see the second and the third wave of residents move into downtown Buffalo, which is good. It's bringing more critical mass, which if you remember a couple months ago, we talked about all the new restaurants that are coming. Well, they're coming because there's more people living here. There's more people working here. So it's definitely a cause and effect scenario.
You mentioned the developer, Carl Palladino. The announcement that he's part of a group taking over the land where the Fort Erie racetrack is located.
Correct. Last week, they bought, it's about 338 acres. It includes the racetrack, and it's land surrounding the racetrack. You can see it right off the QEW, right off Gilmore Road. Carl's plans, he wasn't 100% specific, but he said it's definitely going to be tourism and hospitality and nature, which makes a lot of sense because you have the track there that even with its limited race schedule draws a fair amount of people. Just down about a mile away within the next 3 years will be the Canadian Motor Speedway. That's a Jeff Gordon sanctioned NASCAR-like. It's not an official NASCAR track because NASCAR...
Or they haven't committed to going there.
No, and I doubt if NASCAR will commit to doing it. But it'll be a NASCAR-like track. And that's going to have a 65,000-seat grandstand. That's going to be a huge draw. So you put all these pieces together, and that's what really attracted Carl. And that's why he's looking at doing some sort of residential-slash-hospitality-themed project, probably a hotel, maybe a water park, things like that.
Jim Fink, as always, a pleasure.
Thank you. We'll see you next month.